6:21. So the trial of James Holmes has begun. You remember James Holmes. That horrific shooting occurred back in July of 2012. He went into a movie theater in Colorado, killed 12 people, injured 70 more. Really one of the deadliest mass shootings in the country. Well, his trial has now begun, and his defense attorney says he was simply insane. That's not what the prosecutors say, and a couple of experts. Brian Bouffard now joins us, a trial attorney himself, a defense attorney. BouffardLaw.com. He does civil law. He does military law. He does it all. Brian, great to have you here.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, James Holmes. Wow, the picture, when you saw the pictures of him sitting in the courtroom with those googly eyes, like, what did you think yourself?
Well, he does have crazy eyes, but they do have him looking better than he looked when he was arrested.
And you said you'd be willing, to defend anybody? Is that fair to say?
Well, absolutely. Uh-huh. Everybody deserves a defense. The devil himself deserves a defense. And that doesn't mean that we think that everybody is innocent. Defense attorneys don't think that at all, but we still do our best, and he deserves the best that his attorneys can do.
In terms of what he deserves, though, what is it? I mean, we know he did it. That's been admitted, right?
Yeah, in order for him to claim and present an insanity defense, he has to admit that he did the acts that he's charged with, okay? And the criminal law requires not only a criminal act, but also a criminal state of mind. And so his defense team is alleging that at the time of these shootings, even though he did everything that people saw him do, that his mind was such that he should not be held criminally responsible for what he did.
Okay, well, two court-appointed experts have ruled him to be sane. How does that impact things?
Well, that makes it harder. I mean, that absolutely makes it harder. In Colorado, a person is insane if the person is suffering from a mental disease or defect that makes the person incapable of distinguishing right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the key issue. And in fact, that's really the only issue at this point, because they have elected to admit literally every other element of the crime. So they're fighting over the issue of what was his mental state. And did he have the capacity to understand right from wrong?
And, well, he spent a long time planning this, right? This wasn't a spontaneous event. Does that speak to his sanity or insanity?
I think it does. Now, certainly people who are insane can still, make plans and plan out courses of action. But there's a couple of things about this that I think are really going to be tough for the defense. And number one, as you say, is all of that evidence of planning. The more planning you do, and he did a ton of it, that suggests that you are, able to formulate, coherent thoughts.
I mean, he bought an arsenal. He got the body armor, right?
Yeah.
He came fully prepared.
Absolutely. And I think that is definitely going to bear on the more global issue of, what kind of mental disease or defect does he have? Because it clearly wasn't one that prevented him from planning. I think the more important thing, though, is some of the evidence that I've heard reported. For example, apparently Mr. Holmes told his girlfriend about his quote-unquote evil plan, which is a very chilling comment, but I think it also bears directly on that issue of are you able to distinguish right from wrong? Well, if you're
the
using language like evil,
right.
Yeah, I think that that's, that's one of those things that if I'm a juror and I'm sitting on this case evaluating this, the defense has a long road to hoe here.
I mean, if you're on the jury, and so because he apparently had delusions, the defense says he's schizophrenic, that he saw shadows were giving him orders, he thought President Obama was winking to him through the television set.
Right.
Yet at the same time, you know what this man did, right? This horrible shooting. Does that just the act itself, does that steer you towards a guilty verdict?
Well, if it does, that would be unfortunate. And I say that because if the jury focuses on that and does not focus on what the real issue is now at trial, being his mental state, I think that that's doing a disservice.
Really? Even when something really blows people, something that horrific, does that not, should that not weigh a little more on the decision in this case?
Well, in theory, it shouldn't. I mean, whether he's insane or not, whether he could distinguish right from wrong, is really a completely separate issue from exactly what he did. And let me give you an example. Do you think that it would be wrong to shoot a child with a firearm?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Right.
So what happens if a 5-year-old kid goes into his dad's nightstand and he pulls out a pistol and he's playing cops and robbers with his friend and he shoots his friend dead? Do we prosecute that 5-year-old and and either well, put him in jail for the rest of his life.
We don't. Do we ever do that? I guess the answer would be no. But right, we don't do that.
Exactly. And the reason why we don't do that is because we understand that 5-year-olds cannot appreciate the consequences of their actions. You know what I'm saying? So,
and we essentially are saying he's got the. I mean, he was a doctoral student too, right? He a PhD student.
I'm not saying he's a child. I'm just saying that it is possible, and this is what the jury has to parse out is, did he have the ability, just like we know that 5-year-old kid does not, but through a mental disease or defect, did Mr. Holmes also lack that ability?
Mm-hmm.
My prediction is they're going to find him guilty and they're going to execute.
Right, because he was seeing a psychiatrist at one point. He stopped doing that. I believe he sent her some texts threatening her too. So you're saying he's going to be found guilty. In terms of the defense in a case like this, how do you just lean on the delusions? Is that how you kind of approach it, or can you go beyond that?
It all plays into it because they've got to show. Well, let me step back a minute. Every state has slightly different insanity laws.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in Texas, where I practice, it's called an affirmative defense, and it's the defense's burden to prove that somebody was insane, and we have to prove that by a preponderance of the evidence. That means more likely than not. In Colorado, where Mr. Holmes is being tried, it's actually different.
Mm-hmm.
All the defense has to do is raise the issue, and they can easily do that just with his psychiatric history.
Really? So what does that mean?
Issue,
yeah, go ahead.
Sure. And that just is bringing sufficient evidence that the issue is now just in play.
Yeah.
The burden now shifts to the prosecution, and they have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Holmes was sane at the time of the shooting.
Same.
So it's actually the government's burden, which is a little bit unusual.
So even if he was under delusions, hearing voices telling him to do this, that would still not make him necessarily insane, right? It would be the fact that he knew he shouldn't be doing this. Is that it?
That's correct. And another way of looking at that is you can be really, really seriously mentally ill, but still be able to tell right from wrong. And if that's the status, then you can't claim the defense.
That gets so foggy, though. I mean, if you're seeing shadows and things are talking to you in your own head, right?
Yeah.
And then suddenly you're supposed to still know right and wrong in that mindset. That seems hard to believe that's possible even, but
Michael, that's why so many insanity defenses fail. It's an extremely rare defense to even be raised, and it's even more rare to succeed.
Right. The only other option would have been what? Just admitting guilt and hoping to avoid the death penalty on his side if you're the defense attorney?
That's one option. Another option is to fight the case completely and contest the facts. And, like I said, everybody deserves a defense, but everybody is not entitled to their own facts. You know, the facts are what they are.
Brian Bouffard, trial attorney, legal strategist, BouffardLaw.com. He handles it all. He knows it all, the legal, the civilian side of the law, the military side of the law. Brian, thank you very much.
Anytime, Michael. Take care.
It's 6:30 now. When we come back, we have got so much more. First of all, in Baltimore, we've seen these riots ongoing. They may even continue tonight. We'll talk about that, but we'll also get the take of from the head of the Detroit Coalition Against Police Brutality on a shooting that just happened in the Detroit area. A young man gunned down. They are the protesters saying that it was not a it was another instance of the abuse of the law enforcement. We'll get to that, and we'll also talk about Brian Williams. Is he coming back? That's next.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lisa LaSera. The Supreme Court hearing arguments today.